Welcome to episode 381 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time in your presence. Thank you for the grace to see another day. Lord, we are grateful and Lord, we are thankful. In any way we have sinned or erred in our words, in our thoughts or in our actions, please have mercy on us. As we come to study your word this morning, I pray that may you teach us by your precious Holy Spirit. Give us the grace to not just be hearers only, but also doers of your word. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So again, we're going to be continuing the series on the fruit of the Spirit. And in today's podcast, we're going to focus on peace. Again, if you remember, our backdrop scripture for the fruit of the Spirit has been the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23, right? That says, but the fruit of the, and I'm going to use the New King James Version for everything today, right? But it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. So we've done love, we've done joy. So today we're going to focus on peace, right? Long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law, right? Against such there is no law. So first things first, right? So what is peace? Well, peace is internal calm, okay? Peace is internal calm. And I think as I go through this podcast, you have a clear idea of what peace entails, right? But peace is a sense of internal calm. And I want to put it forth to you that peace is circumstance independent. It is circumstance independent. Let me explain. Well, so the thing is, one of the better ways to explain this is to be careful of the prosperity gospel, right? I've talked about the prosperity gospel numerous times on this podcast within the past like 2 years, right? But be careful of the prosperity gospel. It's a circumstance dependent gospel, right? It literally only believes in good circumstances. But the thing is, tough circumstances can happen to people of God, right? In fact, if you look at the book of John chapter 16, verse 33, John 16, verse 33, it literally says, Jesus literally says this, John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Right? So the Bible says that, hey, in the world you will have tribulation. So let me ask you a question. Do you live in the world? Yes, you do. So you're going to have tribulation? Yes, you will. Right? Yes, you will. You absolutely will. Right? So in this world, you will have tribulation. But let me ask you this. In who will you have peace? It's in him. It's in God. In fact, that's why, as you're going to see, the first step in living a life of peace, in enjoying the peace of God, is being in Christ. Right? Is being in Christ. Is being in Christ. Right? Is being in Christ. Is being in Christ. Is being in Christ. So, but let's keep going along this thought of, again, that peace is a circumstance independent, right? So the thing is, Jesus Christ literally lent obedience through sufferings. Tough circumstances are not a pariah in the life of a Christ follower, right? If you look at Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible talks about how Jesus learned obedience by his sufferings, right? So even Jesus, literally the Son of God, was not spared from challenging circumstances, right? So remember, challenging circumstances can be trials of faith. They can be opportunities for growth, right? In your walk with God. You know, you've probably heard the statement that necessity is the mother of invention. You know, I remember there's a class I'm taking right now. And that class required me to edit videos and stuff. And honestly, that's not a skill I really have. But by going through the stress of that class and knowing that, hey, if I don't submit this thing, I'm going to not get a good grade and tank my grades. I decided, you know, I learned a lot within like a week, right? Those tough circumstances made me grow. So there are things and tools I'm aware of now that I was not aware of before, right? But if I didn't face those challenges, I would not have grown in those areas, right? So please, peace is circumstance independent, right? And honestly, at the end of the day, the peace of God is driven by an internal knowing of where you stand, right? That God is with you, right? So peace should come from the inside, not from the outside, because the outside is variable, but the inside, God, never changes. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that's a more solid anchor to build your life, to build your peace on, right? So how can you experience peace? Well, the very first step is surrendering to the Lord. Literally, the very first step is surrendering to the Lord, right? Again, just from that verse we read in John 16, verse 33, says that in me you may have peace, right? You cannot have peace, by having money or whatever. No. It may make you comfortable, but it's not going to give you lasting peace, right? True peace, perfect peace is found in Christ, right? And the thing is, you know, sometimes the devil likes to torment you, even after you've given your life to the Lord, likes to torment you with the mistakes of your past. But remember, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away and all things have become new, right? You may see, you may still, you know, suffer some consequences from your past mistakes, but don't let those things torment you because Christ took care of them on the cross. And if you want to know more about surrendering your life to the Lord, I'll encourage you to listen to episodes 254 and 287 on the website. They're salvation podcasts, right? It tells you about the true cost of following Jesus. And then if you decide to sign up with the Lord, then there's an opportunity for you to say a prayer at the end of 254 to surrender your life to Jesus. All right, so what's the second principle so that you can experience the peace of God? Well, number two is obey God, right? Obey God. Literally, knowing that you're on God's side gives you peace, right? You know that you're on the right side of things, right? It can really, really help with giving assurance when the conditions around you don't make sense, right? In fact, let's look at the book of Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. Proverbs 1, verse 33, right? It literally says, "But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil," right? If you actually read the exact same thing from the King James Version, it actually really buttresses this point. Let's see. Let's look for the King James Version. All right, so there we go. So he says, "But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil," right? When you listen to God, you're literally going to live in peace, right? When you listen to God, you're literally going to be living in peace, right? When you listen to God, and how do you show that you are listening to somebody? You show that you are listening to somebody by obeying what that person says, right? By obeying what that person says, right? You know you're on the right side of things. It again, really gives you assurance when the conditions around you don't make any sense, right? Let me give you an analogy, right? So a fan, you know, a basketball fan that already knows the results of a game, right? And is watching the highlights. That person is not going to panic if there's highlights of a section of the game showing his team down by 20 points, right? So the thing is, the person already knows the outcome, right? So if you know that, hey, I'm obeying God, I'm walking in line with the will of God, then you can be peaceful, even if the circumstances around you don't make sense, because you're like, yeah, it's fine. God's got my back, right? God's got my back. And one thing that many people do not realize is that when you actually obey God, he will cause your enemies to be at peace with you. Many people don't know this section of scripture, but it's actually like extremely important, and it's actually very comforting. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7. Proverbs 16, verse 7, he says, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him," right? Imagine if your enemy is at peace with you. That's a good thing, right? Like, if your enemy is at peace with you, that's a good thing, right? But again, it comes from pleasing God. And one of the ways you can please God is by obeying his word, right? And then another third principle, right, behind enjoying the peace of God is to trust God, right? Trust that God will take care of you, right? Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll make your path straight. Trust in God. That is the right anchor you should have for life. Don't trust in money. Don't trust in material things. Don't trust in your own intelligence. That's why the Bible says, lean not on your own understanding. Your own understanding will fail you sometimes, right? It doesn't matter how much you've studied. I know a lot of medical people listen to this podcast, but again, I will encourage you, like, it doesn't matter how much you've studied. Sometimes you can still have a lot of fear and anxiety, right? So don't be trusting in your own knowledge. Trust in God, right? Trust in God. All right. Now, what's principle number four? Principle number four is to be aware of the presence of God. Be aware of the presence of God. I'm going to read the book of Psalm chapter 23, verse 4. Psalm chapter 23, verse 4. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Right? They comfort me. Be aware of the presence of God. If you're a Christ follower, then God is with you. You are not alone. You're literally not alone. Even if a circumstance makes you feel like you're alone, let me tell you this, you're not alone. You're literally not alone. In fact, this is something I want you to repeat to yourself. I am not alone. I am not alone. Right? The three Hebrew boys that were facing the risk of death by being burned in the fire guess what? They were not afraid, right? Because they were aware of the presence of God. They were like, hey, you know what? It's fine. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, king, we're not going to bow before this graven image, right? We're not going to bow before this graven image, right? So they were aware that, hey, that God is able to save them. And let me tell you this, the presence of God was with them. When they were thrown into the fire, the Bible talks about the fourth man that showed up. That's Jesus Christ. That's the Lord showing up to protect his people. All right, so that's principle number four. How about principle number five? Well, principle number five is to watch what you feed your mind and what you feed your mind with and what you ruminate on. Watch what you feed your mind with and what you ruminate on. To buttress this point, I'm going to read from the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. What does it say? It says, finally, brethren. Finally. It's like, ooh, okay. Guys, okay, this is the end, but let's talk through this key concept, right? So finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things of a good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things, right? Meditation is a good practice, but you need to be careful of what you're meditating on, right? I strongly encourage you, feed your mind with and ruminate on material that is godly and constructive, right? The thing is, you got to be wary of the chaos of what pops up on most devices these days, right? The first thing is a lot of these things are garbage, right? And then the second thing is some of these things can lure you to sin, right? These things clutter and chaotify your mind. They chaotify your mind, right? So watch what you feed your mind with. In fact, I'm going to look at the book of Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, right? Proverbs 23, verse 7. And again, I'm reading from the New King James Version, right? So what does Proverbs 23, verse 7 say? Proverbs 23, verse 7, as I wait for this to load, literally says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he, right? For as he thinks in his heart, so is he, right? At least that's Proverbs 23, verse 7a, right? So again, what are you thinking about? That's going to determine who you are. If you're thinking about godly things, you're going to enjoy a life of peace. If you're thinking about things that are not godly, you're not going to enjoy a life of peace, right? So I really encourage you to spend time on truth, the word of God, right? Not on lies, right? Many of the things that are out there in the world today are just straight up lies, right? Or at least they do not line up with scripture, right? And let me tell you this, even if what is around you may be true, the focus is often on what can stoke fear and anxiety. Right? Think about it. Have you noticed that most news channels, they rarely report on good news, right? Most times they report on fearful, really bad news, right? So the thing is, why don't you instead feast on good news from the Bible, right? If you keep thinking of God, you keep thinking of godly things, let me tell you this, you will enjoy perfect peace. You will enjoy perfect peace. In fact, I'm going to read from the book of Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. It really buttresses this point very, very beautifully, right? It says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you, right? So again, you will keep him in perfect peace. See, guys, let me tell you this. If you're thinking about God and his will, you're going to enjoy perfect peace. Right? And the thing is, let me tell you something here. Words in the Bible are not for waste. Words in the Bible are not for waste. Look at what the Bible is promising here. It says perfect peace. It's literally peace that is perfect. So that means that there's probably peace that is imperfect, right? There's probably peace that is imperfect because the thing is, many times, the world many times thinks that peace will come from money, from material things, right? But the thing is, those things may make you comfortable by worldly standards, but they will not give you peace in any sense of the word. Right? Think about it. Even the richest people in the world, they have sorrows. They have mental health problems. Right? Honestly, like I'm telling you this. Think on God and his will. Meditate on God and his word. And you will literally enjoy peace. You will literally enjoy perfect peace. If your mind is on God, then your mind is going to be at peace. If your mind is on the world, then your mind is probably not going to be at peace, right? And one other way to mind the things of God, if I'm being honest with you, is to listen to godly music, right? If you remember King Saul in the Bible, when he was tormented mentally, what did David do? David will come, play music, and that calmed him down, right? Now, what is another key to enjoying the peace of God? Another key to enjoying the peace of God, I've kind of lost count at this point, is to pray and to be thankful, right? Many of us are familiar with this scripture of the Bible, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. In fact, let me tell you this, you want to enjoy the peace of God, just read Philippians 4. Just read Philippians 4, right? But look at what Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 says. It says, be anxious for nothing. Don't let anything cause you anxiety. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, like literally in every circumstance, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, right? So don't just pray, thank the Lord. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. That peace will guard your heart and mind against the chaos of the world, right? So that's the thing, like, pray and be thankful. Thankful people are more likely to be at peace than people that are complaining, right? Do not be a complainer. Be a person that is thankful. Okay, now, what's the next principle to enjoy the peace of God? Well, when you face challenges, right? Challenges are very good at upending peace. Remember that you can overcome. Remember that you can overcome. Have that overcomer attitude, right? Tell yourself that, hey, this circumstance is not going to pull me down, right? Let's look at the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is a verse that I remember a lot, right? And let me tell you this, you know, you're studying for your USMLE exams, you're at the Prometric Center, or you're starting a new rotation, or you're getting a hard time from somebody, right? Or you're about to face something that's very challenging. Just remember, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, right? Do not be afraid. You can overcome. Have that overcomer attitude, right? And then another thing that can really help with peace is leaving things in the hands of God. Leaving things in the hands of God. So that's another principle, leaving things in the hands of God. What do I mean by leaving things in the hands of God? Well, let's look at the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15. 1 Thessalonians, right? Chapter 5, verse 15. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15. You're going to see what I mean after I read this portion of scripture, right? It literally says, see that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue that, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all, right? Don't be a person that is seeking vengeance. Leave it in God's hands. Don't be vengeful, right? The Bible says, and this is God speaking, vengeance is mine, I will repay, right? A vengeful heart is not a heart that is at peace, right? So don't be a person that wants to take revenge. Instead, forgive. Because think about it. The Bible says, in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. We're literally like living in sin, roiled in sin, and Christ still died for us, right? He still died for us. So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Don't be a person that is vengeful. Leave things in the hands of God. Let him be the one to sort you out. Right. And then one thing I just want to say to be, you know, as a caveat, just to be careful as I wrap up this podcast is, hey, be careful of tolerance as fake peace. Right. Be careful of tolerance as fake peace. Right. The thing is, God has called us to be peacemakers. There's a part in the Bible, I think it's in the book of Hebrews, that we should follow peace with all men. And holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, right? Many people in the world, or many people that want to obfuscate scripture, they'll quote the first part, follow peace with all men, right? They forget the other part that says, and holiness, right? Holiness is extremely important, right? The thing is, there is no peace when you're literally tolerating evil. No. No, right? Even people will quote, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Again, be careful, right? Peacemaking does not mean tolerating evil. Jesus literally is referred to as the Prince of Peace. But there were people that he was at loggerheads with when he was running his ministry on this earth, right? Even the Bible says that, hey, a friend of the world is an enemy of God. So you can take a corollary to that, hey, if you're a friend of God, the world will likely be your enemy, right? So again, this is kind of a classic trick of the devil and of the world, right? So again, making peace does not mean tolerating evil. Just be careful about that. All right, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word that we have heard this morning. We pray for the grace to meditate on your word, to understand your word, to ruminate on your word, and to do the word. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration. And we thank you for a wonderful time in your presence. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So thank you for listening to me today. Until episode 382, have a wonderful day. God bless you. Bye for now. Shalom.